Saturday, we are planning on doing a boat parade starting at the Kimberling City Bridge at noon. We will have a lead boat with a Grand Marshal to get us started off. There will be a link on our Facebook group that we've created for this parade that anyone that's attending can hit this link, and they can play a live broadcast of a playlist that one of the members of our group, Mike, has gotten together. And that will stream on every boat. So every boat that's in the parade will be listening to the same playlist as we travel down the lake, which is super exciting. So we will leave the bridge at 12 from Kimberling City and travel to the dam. We're thinking it's going to take about an hour and a half, you know, for everybody to get there. We still don't have an exact count on the boat numbers. We're hoping to try to get that, you know, get a number figured out, but it's just grown like crazy.
Well, and I've mentioned I was invited, and I don't know if there's more than one group. I forget the group that I've been part of, and I don't have a boat, but I have friends that do. And so I've been able to watch the growth of this and the conversations that have been going on. And it clearly does seem like there are a lot of people very excited about this opportunity to display their feelings and their thoughts on this without fear of any sort of repercussion. How did all this start? The idea of this and walk us through that.
Simply, My daughter got married. They were in Clearwater, Florida, and someone had posted that they were doing the Trump Floata in Clearwater. And I clicked on it, watched the parade, listened to Lee Greenwood sing God Bless the USA, and I was just moved by that. I clicked on it for information because I thought maybe it had happened when my daughter was in the area, and it happened 2 days after she left. And so I simply just shared the video coverage of that. And I said, I think we should do this at Table Rock Lake on Labor Day weekend. And I tagged my boating friends, and my phone just blew up. Everybody's like, let's do it. I'm in. What do I need to do? Let's get this going. And 10 days later, we have a private group with 3,500 members. It's crazy.
In my mind, if this were me, I'd be thinking, well, you know, I'd envision maybe 30 or 40 people that are like, yeah, let's do this. And we just kind of have a fun time and maybe park it in a cove somewhere and hang out. Did you anticipate it to be this big?
No, I had no idea. And I will tell you that, you know, my husband and myself, we're on Table Rock Lake every weekend. You know, we get down there Friday, we leave late Sunday. And the support for President Trump has been unbelievable. You know, we fly flags when we tie up. We have the flags. People are so friendly. They honk. They thumbs up. They're go Trump. You know, so whenever, you know, I saw that video, I just thought we could do this because of that's just the feeling that you get at Table Rock Lake.
Why do you think that is? I've thought about this, and it's true. I mean, it's noticeable, and it is what I would call a, quote, safe space if you are a Trump supporter that people around the lake that you don't sense they fear admitting their beliefs and admitting the folks or that they support. Why do you think that is?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but it definitely is. I mean, I just think that there's a lot of the same type of people that go to Table Rock. You know, we love the lake. We're proud of it. We love our country. We're proud to be Americans. We're proud of our president. And I feel like if one person, you know, hangs a flag, it just takes that one person. And then everybody else is like, hey, I'm going to do that too. And it's just crazy. But it is, you're right. It's a very safe place. You know, I mean, like I said, everybody is so encouraging. You know, they honk. They just, it's amazing.
People who are listening, if they want to participate, maybe they've got a boat and maybe it's just a bass boat or something and they don't necessarily have a dock down there, but you know, they hitch it up to go fishing. If they want to participate, where is it? I know you mentioned a Facebook page. Is that the best place to go to get information?
Yes. It's a private group and we had to do it that way. Just for reasons. And so it's 2020 Labor Day weekend TRL Float Parade. There's an American flag, you know, for the cover photo. You do have to answer a couple of questions to get accepted into the group. So anybody that wants all the info, we are updating it consistently throughout the day. And like the day of the parade, the link to the playlist is going to be put on there. We're not doing any kind of registration. You know, like I said, it was just something that got started 10 days ago. It's you know, been crazy. But we're just all meeting right underneath the Kimberling City Bridge. We're going to have a few lead boats, and we're just going to ask everybody if they just, you know, get behind and follow. It's not a parade like on the street, obviously, you know, but we are going to set the pace. It's going to be a very slow pace so that there's not a lot of wakes, you know, causing a lot of difficulty for smaller boats. So there'll be big boats. There'll be tiny boats. We've even had people say they were going to come out in a kayak, you know, so the water patrol is aware of everything that's going on. You know, they've, you know, told us all the safety measures. They're going to be out and about, you know, the entire time of the parade.
We're talking with Jennifer Lilly. She's the gal who began all of this for Table Rock Lake and the upcoming parade of Trump support that will be on Table Rock Lake this Saturday. Now, I believe I saw someone had posted a question in there about, well, what, you know, hey, we don't have a boat, but we'd like to see this. Is there a place, a good place for us to go where we can see this? Is there an answer to that question?
Well, I mean, I don't have an answer, you know, so okay. There's lots of places, you know, so it's pretty much all I can do to keep up with the boat parade on the water. But I mean, there's lots of places. There's lots of public access. You know, I know that the highway patrol is kind of concerned about all the traffic coming in. But, you know, this is a huge event. People are going to come and, you know, they're going to want to watch it. So I know, you know, if you have that question and you comment, I know that there's some guys that are helping get this together that can tell you, you know, different spots. But there are public access points, you know, that you can put in at. There's docks. There's lots of places. People have talked about the dam, you know, heading out towards the dam area because there's a, you know, that's where we're going to end up. So that's going to be, you know, a great spot for people to watch. We're not organizing anything on the land, you know, so we're, like I said, we're just trying to keep up with what's going on the water. But yeah, I mean, I hope we see people everywhere waving their flags.
Anything else people need to be aware of?
Yes, there's one thing. We partnered with Trump Pop-Up Shop. Jeremy Boyce is the owner, and he's the guy you see around town that has all of the tents set up.
Oh, yeah,
we've
I know Jeremy.
Partnered with him, yes, and he graciously donated 400 shirts that are event shirts that you can only get, you know, through this group and this parade. And we're going to sell them for $20, and every penny that we collect from that money, we're going to donate to the Kimberling City Elks Lodge that just burnt down. We thought that hit close to home. That just happened. You know, every day whenever we head to the lake, we drive right by that building that burned down. And so we have the potential to raise, you know, close to $8,000 to give to them. So information about that is also on the group, the locations where you can go around town and pick that up. We will even invoice you and ship them to you if you're not going to be able to participate, but you would like to have one and help out a good cause.
Well, that is so fantastic. And then have you guys been able to get any interest in local television to cover this or to talk with you all about it? Just curious.
We did actually yesterday, very last minute. And, you know, there have been multiple people in this group that have reached out, you know, have connections, and we've made a lot of phone calls. And I honestly was really surprised. They reached out to us at 3:30 yesterday and wanted to do a Zoom call, and Color 10 covered it last night. And actually, KY3 put it on too. So they interviewed, the other end of the lake is organizing a parade also, and John is in charge of that, and they did an interview with him. And so, yeah, we did get coverage. It's on social media. So, yes, we finally did get some, and hopefully they'll send somebody out Saturday to cover it.
Well, there's so much I love about this, and I know also, like you mentioned, just, if you will, the culture of the lake down there, and it's just people enjoying life. You know, just good people, most of them hardworking, or whether they still are, or they worked really hard their whole lives so that they could enjoy this, you know, sort of time and just to see people collectively come together and spontaneous to some degree. It's not some political action group that's funding it behind the shadows in order to make the appearance of some great support. And then that you guys decided, you know, and Jeremy Boyd's kicking in those shirts and deciding to use the, you know, the that funding for such a great cause and everything. It's just, it is, when you hear people, they bemoan that America just, you know, they fear that the great days are gone. And it's stuff like this that is a reminder that what really truly made this country great, that culture, that attitude, that camaraderie, it still exists amongst a tremendous portion of citizens. And a huge thank you to you for having this idea and sparking that fire. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to us and getting the word out.
Absolutely. My pleasure. And we will also get a link up on our social media as well and our website, ksgf.com, so that we can. Sorry, I just saw something. I'm doing the show from home. I have to, for people listening. And so there are things going on around me that I'm not accustomed to happening. So it can throw me off. So you have to forgive me for being a bit unprofessional here. Well, I tell you what happened. My wife just came in and put a candle in front of me for just to try to make me laugh. And it worked. So, but we'll get all that information up at ksgf.com so people can easily access it. And I'll tell you, I had not planned on being down there for that because my wife was going to be working around it and everything, and we just weren't going to be able to do it. But just a combination of the excitement and talking to you, you know, we've made the decision that we're going to make it happen. So we're going to be there as well. Jennifer, Lily, thank you so much for your time this morning and look forward to being part of this on Saturday.
Great. Hey, Nick, really quick. If you and your wife need a boat to ride on, you guys reach out and we'll get a boat for you.
All right. Well, you are very, very kind. I will keep that in mind. Thank you so much for that. Are we friends on Facebook? I'll have to check. If we're not, I'll friend you. Or you can friend me.
Sounds
one
great.
Of the two.
All right.
Listen, have a great rest of your day. Jennifer, Lily, everyone. And as I mentioned, we'll get all that info up at ksgf.com and or our Facebook page as well. I'm Nick Reed. Springfield's Talk 104.1.